Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a rising star in the world of jazz, that was Minneapolis-based multi-instrumentalist David Billingsley with the tune Amazing Grace from his debut solo piano album, the 2020 CD Hymns from Grandma's Living Room. Originally from Racine, Wisconsin, this cat is a child prodigy, playing piano, organ, drums, and tambourine since he was six. He made his debut as a professional at the age of 11, and these days he is a versatile and very extremely talented keyboardist, composer, bandleader, songwriter, producer, entrepreneur, and educator. He is also the founder and executive director of a school called the Billingsley School of Music and Arts that provides intensive music education to K-12 students who lack access to high-quality arts education. So I reached out to David after I found out about him on Apple Music. He quickly replied and said he would like to have an interview. He said that earlier in the week, he sent hundreds of requests to radio stations. I wasn't one of them, but by chance, I went after him. We interviewed, and I got his final edit out very fast. But this was around the time that the racial unrest gripped the country in his home of Minneapolis, and it served as the epicenter. I knew how excited he was about the interview, and days later, I didn't hear from him. So I was so moved by the power of him as a musician and a human, I called him, and it was a great call. He will always serve as the strength of a revolution taking place in America, ensuring that we all get treated equally and fairly. And what David is doing as a musician and with his school is amazing. He was an unexpected gem in the 2020 summer we will all never, ever forget. And speaking of pandemic and the world at large, this is what David hopes will come out.
This is kind of my dream and what I've always wanted was the time. To me, that's what being a successful artist is having the time to make your art, you know, and to do what you're passionate about. So I'm finally getting a chance to do all these things, all these different creations that I had in my mind, and they're starting to come to fruition now, and it feels really good.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a city that is strong and always survives, coming out better than ever, and that's the way it will be when live jazz returns to one of the original cradles, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, delivering the 656th episode of Neon Jazz Radio, and very gladly. So David caught the legendary pianist Hank Jones live when he was younger, and here he is teamed up with Frank West with the tune You Made a Good Move. And as we get into it, listen to David explain.
He kind of saw where I was headed, and he decided to buy tickets to go see Hank Jones, who has passed away now, but he was a legendary jazz piano player. Afterwards, we went up to him. He had me go on stage and take a picture with him, get his autograph, talk with him, and all of that. And that changed my life. I've never, ever been in a concert hall in that way. And to see that performance, to see it just be a piano, you know, and a few other, I think it was like a combo. And just to see that and to see that this was possible, like, wow, a black man playing piano.
Thank you.
Everybody, this is David Billingsley, national recording artist and jazz pianist with a brand new album out called Hymns from Grandma's Living Room. Hey, listen, check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. It's an amazing show. Thank you.
That was the talented musician and band leader Henry Robinette with his take on I Hear a Rhapsody. That was off his 2020 CD called Jazz Standards Volume 1. So he started playing guitar at the age of 13, inspired both by the music of Jimi Hendrix and the music of his father's first cousin, Charles Mingus. Jazz was in his blood. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he explained,
I always felt like I could identify with jazz. I mean, jazz, some of the first music I ever heard live, some of the first music I ever remembered hearing was when my father took me to see his cousin Rudy Williams, who was a tenor player, and they were playing Mingus's album Blues and Roots.
And that relationship with Mr. Mingus opened up a whole lot of doors for him. And speaking of Mingus, as we get into his tune Solo Dancer, listen to Henry explain a show that he snuck into and how Mingus formed some good memories for him.
I asked him, Mingus, is that Danny Richmond? Yes. Well, who's the trumpet player? I don't know. And so it was all very, very exciting. And I think the mystery of that and sneaking into a jazz club with the smell of beer everywhere, it was just kind of intoxicating to a 13, 14-year-old boy.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. My name is Ryan Anselmi. I play the saxophone, and I'm from Kansas City, now living in New York City. And this is the Neon Jazz Show with Joe Dimino.
That was the New York City saxophonist Ryan Anselmi with the tune Home on the Range off his 2019 CD called Lookout Road. He was born in Paola, Kansas, close enough to Kansas City and its rich musical history that he couldn't shake wanting music to be a part of his life. At the age of 12, he began taking saxophone lessons and working professionally at the Twin Rivers Jazz Band in Osawatomie, Kansas. We caught up with him during the COVID-19 quarantine to talk music and those Kansas City roots, and he opened up.
I don't even know if I have the words, but the fact that I take it, I'm proud. I'm really, really proud of it. And, I, you know, it's something that I, like, quietly keep in my back pocket. But I there's so many great saxophone players from the Kansas City area. I mean, if I'm in any part of that kind of legacy, I would feel honored. But I mostly I'm just trying to run and catch up. It's definitely in my DNA. I mean, from the barbecue on up, it's everything is, that's where I came from. And I kind of wear it on my sleeve a little bit.
So this next cat is Kansas City Strong, originally from Houston, but he has made this town a jazz stronghold. This is talented pianist Eddie Moore with his group, We the People, with the 2020 song Misunderstood in a very trying time here in America. And as we get into it, here's a thought from Eddie. I caught up with him about this strange new quarantine world we live in.
I love performing, but there's a big part of me now that's like, yeah, well, I don't have to say yes to this. I don't have to worry about performing or if I can be myself tonight or do they want me to be someone else. You can present to your audience with no middleman, you know, just straight up right now. And it's a good feeling, you know. I hope that when we get back, I hope to see more jazz-owned, jazz musician-owned venues that, you know, cater to the freedom of expression and really foster that after this. I hope that this is a fresh beginning and artists can get more on the business end and create opportunities and stages for other artists to be free.
Gary Smolian. You're listening to and enjoying Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back.
That was jazz arranger Mark Masters and his ensemble with the veteran star baritone jazz cat Gary Smullyan. That was the tune Don't Deny off the 2020 CD Night Talk from the Alec Weiler songbook. Mark has arranged the music of many great composers over his years, like Clifford Brown, Lee Konitz, Gary McFarlane, George Gershwin, Duke Ellington, and even Steely Dan. We caught up with Gary during the COVID-19 quarantine, and out of the many interviews I conducted, he was the first one I spoke with that got the coronavirus from a flight to Paris in early March. He actually opened up about what he thinks our recovery will feel like.
The thing that's really been the tricky thing is really coming to a reassessment of what's going to happen to all of us as a musical community as a result of this virus in terms of our ability to work. That's the thing I've been really thinking a lot about. It's just all my friends and colleagues and that all the people that we're in this with.
From the greatest cat in Kansas City, saxophonist, educator, and composer Bobby Watson, this is The Cut, Someday We'll All Be Free. And isn't that the truth, man? Off his latest 2020 CD, Keeping It Real. And that's the Bobby game, kids.
y'all. This is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Your blues. I can feel the rhythm of your blues.
That was the jazz band out of Durham, North Carolina, Dream Root, with the tune Momentum 7 off the 2020 CD Phases. This group came together in a time of needing some healing. Their music can be classified as political jazz and neo-soul with incorporated elements from the African and European musical culture. We caught up with the band bassist Itai Quarterman, and he talked about the vibe this band creates.
The way that we improvise and what we take from the energy and the space and the people and where we are in our lives and is just all culminating in what we're what we play and what we say.
This next cat is one of my favorites. He's a friend of the show, and he's a wonderful trumpeter, E.E. Pointer. He's currently the featured soloist in the internationally acclaimed River Cow Orchestra. This is the cut Jason and the Dream off his newest solo 2020 CD, Necessary Road. And as we get into it, he explains a bit about creativity.
Keep trying to be as creative as can be, man. It's a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
So from the original Dixieland Jazz Band, or the ODJB, we end things with a classic. This is the Sensation Rag, circa 1918, as we bow out around here. And we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that does the KC version of the Sensation Rag beautifully, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Reach out to us. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, love one another, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the music, my friends.